Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Spring has sprung and plants are blooming everywhere you look these days, and allergists are predicting that people with allergic reactions to pollen will have a lot to complain about this spring. So what is pollen and why do plants produce it? You know, I get allergies myself, and as a horticulturist, I really feel betrayed by these plants that I have dedicated my life to turning around and causing me problems. But they're not doing it on purpose. Pollen is the male reproductive cell of flowering plants. It's part of the plant's sexual reproductive process. Pollen has to be transferred from the male parts of flowers to the female parts of flowers called the pistil. Now, once that happens, the eggs in the ovary of the pistil are fertilized by the nucleus and the pollen, and that, of course, leads to a new embryo enclosed inside a seed. So the pollen is produced by plants to pollinate their flowers, fertilize the eggs, and create the new generation that will grow later on. So plants have two basic strategies for carrying out this pollination process. The first makes use of pollinators. And these are flowers that need to attract some kind of pollinating animal, an insect or a bird, for instance. They come and they visit flower to flower to flower, picking up pollen from one flower and transferring it to another flower. Some of the plants carry out wind pollination, and this is a different strategy altogether for transferring the pollen from the male parts to the female parts. Now, for flowers that need to be pollinated, they're very showy. They're going to have petals and colors and fragrances all designed and meant to attract the pollinator to come in and visit the flower. And, of course, flowers produce nectar for these pollinators, and that's the primary draw that makes the pollinator come and visit the flower. So, in that instance, it's very important for these flowers to attract the proper pollinators to carry the pollen from flower to flower. But for those plants that are wind pollinated, their strategy is entirely different. The male flowers simply dump vast quantities of pollen into the air, where it drifts around on the wind, hopefully to land on receptive female flowers, pollinate them, and fertilize the eggs in the ovaries. Well, because these plants are dumping such huge amounts of pollen into the air, it means that there's lots of pollen all around us this time of the year. And every time you take a breath of air, you're breathing in pollen grains. For those of us who are allergic to pollen grains, this can cause all kinds of allergic reactions, like sneezing and sniffles and watery eyes and itchy noses. You know the drill, everything that goes along with that. So when you're looking at flowers and trying to decide who to blame, remember the colorful flowers, the beautiful flowers, the showy ornamental flowers are not responsible for all of this that's going on. Because the flowers that are wind pollinated don't need to attract pollinators, they're not showy at all. They're really inconspicuous and we hardly ever notice them. Look around right now at the live oaks. They're in full bloom right now and you'd never really know it other than seeing some green haze up in the branches. During this time of the year, it's the shade trees like oaks, maples, elms, and hickories that produce a lot of the pollen. During the summer, the grasses come into bloom and create a lot of the pollen issues. And in the fall, it's ragweed is the major issue. Not that showy yellow goldenrod that we notice, it's the ragweed. So garden in the morning if you can, that's when pollen counts are lower. But look, we just kind of have to live with this through this season and get over it as best we can. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.